I am back. So you people, you thought you can forget about me, eh?
Hey everyone, and welcome to What I Wish I Knew, the podcast. I'm Akuba, and I'll be sharing everything I wish I knew when it comes to navigating the world from the lens of a first-generation millennial gal. We'll have guests and we'll touch on everything from relationships, finance, and careers as we travel through this thing called life and self-development. We'll laugh, we'll cry, but we gonna be all right.
I recently took a very long break away from social media and it was great. I'll start there. It was much needed. It was long overdue. I didn't really plan how long I would be away for. And I kind of just did it. I just needed to get clear on a lot of things going on in my personal life and just spend some time off these apps. And it wasn't just from Instagram. I got rid of Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. As much as I love TikTok, gone. And it was very interesting. So I just want to talk about that a bit, how that went and kind of the factors that went into me deciding to take a break. So if you're listening to this, I'll even preface that this may be a sign for you to also take a break away from social media. It's a lot. Like, it's always a lot. You're always being bombarded with information and pictures and this and goals and this and that. Please. I'm one person, no, one brain. It's a lot at times. And this is coming from someone who, in the last year or so, I've been very intentional about not seeing everything, right? I heavily edit, mute, do what I gotta do to my timeline so that I'm only seeing a few things. I've been able to just reduce the amount of ads I see. I mute people's Instagram stories. I mute my timeline. And it was still a lot. It was still too much sensory overload. One day you're looking at baked bread. The next second you're looking at dresses. Then the next one, someone is crying. Then the next one, people are shaking their somethings to do a dance. And I'm like, first of all, the organization or the lack thereof is already a lot. And I had a lot of pressing things going on in my life that I needed to address. So to me, the very first sign, and it could be for you as well, the first sign to take a break from social media is that you got a lot going on. Please remember that your real life, your personal life, is the most important and pressing thing. Online is not real life. It's curated content. It's stuff that people are intentional about putting out there. Live your real life and make sure you are keeping your affairs in order. So personally, I had a lot going on. I was going through a lot of different shifts and changes all at the same time. I had career changes going on. I had some big financial goals going on. In my personal life, that was a whole other separate thing. Like, I had a whole situation happen where I never really took the time to break down how it got to that point type of thing. And I noticed that I was using social media and scrolling kind of as a coping mechanism. And you have to be able to catch yourself when you're doing these things. So instead of sitting down and trying to unpack, like, all right, why am I feeling like this? I have to do this. I have a long to-do list. I would just be like, man, let me go look at somebody's cute outfit today. I can't, because I can't. It's a lot to do. And that just sent me in a spiral, I guess you can say, of just having a longer and longer to-do list, which would stress me out even more, which would send me back to social media. And it was just a bad cycle. And another thing to me that prompted me to take a break from social media is the fact that I felt spiritually I needed to spend more time in prayer and more time with God. I would get certain prayer points or things would drop into my spirit or my mind to pray about, whether it's my friends personally and other things. And I would be like, ooh, I should really pray about that, right? Like just throughout the day. But then I would get distracted and go on TikTok or do something else instead of being very intentional, like, ah, this person has dropped in my spirit like 3 times in the last couple of days. And I'm just like, every time something would happen, I would be like, oh, I should really pray about that. Oh, I should really pray about that. Instead of setting intentional time to really like dig deep. Because one thing about the Holy Spirit is he's a gentleman. He'll remind you once, twice. After that, it's on you. And then you'll just be feeling this, I'm forgetting something. There's something that I'm missing. And it's like, yeah, because I told you to pray about it like 12 times. You're the problem here. So taking away that crutch of social media really helped me to hone in on the things I need to pray about, things that are upcoming, and just trying to figure out what God wants me to do in this next season or phase of my life. Can I say truthfully that through my break, I know it all and I have the most clarity? Not necessarily. I don't think we ever reach there with our walk with God, but there's definitely times where you will feel a burden to just back away, you know, get your affairs in order, really seek God about certain things. And that's just what I had to do. We should be doing this all the time, but I will speak for myself. There was a backlog of things that I was not addressing, a backlog of things that I felt very angry about or upset about, sad about. And I needed to sit down, face the feelings, and really tell God about it. Like, yo, this, and this happened. This person has vexed me. Are you going to do something? Because you said vengeance is mine. So I really had to take the time to do that. And I'm still doing it. I'm still learning, still growing. And it was really good to remove that distraction out. The third thing that really prompted me to take this extended break was I've never done an extended break before, right? And it's really important. Again, at this point, all of us have been on these apps for years. And I just started to think, like, why have I never just turned everything off? I think in the last 2 years, especially, social media has just become a lot. With the pandemic, we were all home. Everybody's going through it, creating content, kiki-kiing. So we were on our phones all the time. And then I just think content creation and social media in general just took it up 10 notches really, really quick. So content got better and more and focus on your goals. If you're not a millionaire by Saturday, you've messed up your life. Stop drinking coffee. You should be investing. And then you will see a nice girl in a nice dress and then you want to buy the dress. It's like a lot going on at once. You're scrolling, a lot of sensory overload. And sometimes you just need to be present, right? And stop comparing yourself and always feeling like, oh my God, I don't have that. I didn't do this. Oh wow, that's a really good idea. Maybe I should chase this. You have to really be sure of yourself and take time to just be quiet, be away. Stop letting things bombard you. And it's important to take a break. So again, I think I took a break from like early March. Now it's about mid to late May by the time I'm posting this. And yeah, it's been about 8 to 10 weeks. No regrets. My brother, my sister, if you're hearing me and you want to take a social media break, please go for it. Absolutely do it. It really helped me. I'm not going to sit here and be like, it totally transformed my life in these few short weeks. No, but it really helped me to sit with myself, to have the hard conversations with myself, to spend time with my loved ones, my friends, appreciate the relationships that I have. It helped me to mourn the relationships that I don't have anymore. It allowed me to understand how I got myself into different situations that really upset and hurt me and how I'm going to prevent that moving forward, right? And these are hard things that will be on your to-do list mentally or that you've written down and it feels like a lot to sit down and unpack. So let me go watch a funny video. And we really have to get into the habit of sitting in our feelings, dealing with them at an appropriate time, whether it's immediately or setting off time to just pray and talk to God about them, and learning how to pivot from that. Because I found myself sitting in the same hurt and anger and anxiety about stuff that happened earlier in the year, even last year. And I'm like, yo, this is still bothering me as if it just happened. I really need to take time and break everything down, learn from it, and learn how to pivot and move on and move on and move on. I can't stress that point enough. So I just wanted to talk a bit about attitudes to have to when you're approaching a break. I remember when influencers and all of these big YouTubers would be like, I'm taking a break, make this grand announcement, I'm doing a raffle giveaway so you don't miss me too much when I'm going on a break. Like, okay, just get on with it. If you want to be offline, do what you gotta do. I never really understood that whole concept of announcing a break, but that's just me. The first attitude or mindset to have is, don't give yourself a hard time limit. You don't need to announce to the world that I'm gonna be gone for a month or 2 months or the rest of the year. It's not really necessary, because people may remember and be like, you said you were going to be back. And what if in a month from now you don't feel like coming back? You living your best life. You don't feel like coming back. Are you going to hold yourself to how you were feeling a month ago when you just couldn't fathom having a break away from social media? That's not fair to you. And it's also not fair to people if you're into like content creation or whatever, to expect you to come back and you didn't deliver, right? So you're putting all of this extra unnecessary pressure on yourself, because for no reason, honestly, for no reason other than you put yourself to a hard timeline. And sometimes the things that you need to address in your life don't have a hard timeline to them. There's still things that I'm still dealing with after my break, but do I feel like I'm in a much better place and more equipped to face them now after my break? Yes, absolutely. But I never went about it or approached it in the terms of, okay, I know that after 1 month, I'll be done dealing with this. I will not be upset about this anymore. I will have $10 million by the end of the week. Like, no. Just take your break. See how you feel and learn how to just be present in your own life. And sometimes that means that you're just gone. You don't have a break. That's it. The second thing that you really need to prepare your mind for is interacting with people. This was a big one for me, and I think this played into why I pushed off actually going on a break for a while, because I love talking to people. I love catching up with people. I love sending videos back and forth to my friends. It's how I communicate with a lot of people who I don't get to see every day. And interact with on a daily basis. And if you're like me, I don't really spend a lot of time texting. I'm a very pick up the phone and call me if we're going to have a long conversation type of person. So being able to just chit chat with people back and forth quickly, or post on stories and just hear from people, is something that I love. Like, I'm a girl's girl. I love talking to people. I'm very personable. So I was like, oh, this is going to be kind of weird, like not talking to so many different people are just sharing funny things or laughing when somebody tags me in something. And I knew I was going to miss that. And I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and I was like, girl, like, I've been thinking about just going off of social media, but who am I going to talk to? And she kind of lit a light bulb in my head and was like, girl, everybody who you love, everybody who needs you and who you need, they have your number. You can go offline and you will be fine. Everybody who needs you has a way to contact you. You're not dying. You're not falling off the face of the earth. You're just not online. And that really prompted me to just rip the Band-Aid. If you noticed or not, I kind of just deactivated everything all at once. I didn't come in with any announcement. I was just like, I'm off these apps. Bye. Everybody who needed to contact me was able to, and I still kept in touch with a lot of people. And if you're one of those people who, when I was reactivating my account, you reached out to me like, hey, are you good? What's going on? Thank you so much. God bless you. Thanks for checking on me. I am totally fine. I just had to go, right? Because then if you get into the habit of, oh, I'm going to be gone for this long, the anxiety I was already dealing with, please, it's not now that I'm coming to add on top that, hey, I said April 4th, I'll be back. Hey, I'm not back. Oh, please. It's okay. I just had to go quietly and do what I had to do. So thanks so much for checking on me, everyone who did. And I was actually reactivating my account, side note, because I heard that Instagram can just totally delete your account if you don't reactivate at least once a month. So I was really scared and I was just reactivating to make sure that my account should still be there because I fully intended to come back online. So that's just a bit about your mindset. And lastly, I would add that please understand that social media is not going anywhere. There's too much financial systems that are in play now with social media. There's always something trending. There's always something to buy. There's always a drama happening. So when you take a break and if you feel prompted to do it, you didn't miss anything. I can truly say that I don't feel like I missed anything at all. If anything, I loved not knowing what was going on in the online world because you really start to feel like, yo, I didn't need to know that. That was funny, but like, what? Why is that information in my brain? What does that have to do with me? So you're not missing anything. You're not. I never felt like, oh my God, like when I come back online, I'm going to have to scroll through everything and catch up. Because again, I kind of set systems in place before my break to limit the amount and types of things that I was seeing already. So when you take a break and you come back on, sometimes it's like, okay, it's just business as usual. You didn't feel like you missed out and it's not overwhelming. And if anything, it changes your approach to social media. So absolutely go for it. Don't be so hard on yourself, giving yourself a very hard timeline. Understand that you're not missing anything crazy. It's still going to be there when you get back. And everybody who loves you, who needs to reach out to you or you need to reach, you have another way. You have a phone number. They can contact you as needed. So I just want to address to like, do I think it was worth it? I think it was, at this point, it's clear that I think it was absolutely worth it to take a break away from social media. It's something that I should have done sooner, much earlier. I think it would have made me a lot less anxious, or it would have lessened the compounding anxiety that I was building up of not doing my major to-do list, not digging deep and having hard conversations with myself about certain things. It was so needed. I think the second thing that was made it so worth it for me was I become a bit more disciplined spiritually, right? So I touched on how I felt like I was feeling prompted to pray about certain things. And when it would drop in my spirit, I was just like, okay, but let me go watch this dance reel or a TikTok or whatever. But now I'm able to write things down. Like if I think of something to pray, like I'll write it down immediately instead of being on my phone to like toggle between all of these apps that were distracting me anyway. And that has really helped me a lot to kind of see the things that I feel like God has been speaking to me about and prompting me to focus on. Instead of just, okay, I feel like I should pray about, let's say, my finances. Then I'm like, oh, but this watermelon salad recipe, man, this looks good. Let me go buy these. And getting distracted by all of these different rabbit trails. Totally unnecessary, and it eliminated that for me. I also feel like I'm far less anxious and comparing myself to other people. I'm human. As confident as I may be, like, we're all human, right? I'm still susceptible to comparing myself and getting anxious, like, oh my God, my career, my finances, my this, my that. And when you keep seeing things all the time that remind you of where you are in life, it can be very anxiety driven. And it really eliminated being always fed this type of content. And it just had to be me and God, like, yo, God doesn't want me to live in this anxious bubble all the time. Like, let's address this and break it down. Like, why am I even feeling this way? And taking a break was also worth it because I was able to complete some major milestones. Drum roll. If you're still listening to this, you guys are the ones who are going to find out first. But I completed one of my professional certifications. So I'm officially a project management professional. And that was a huge goal I had set for myself for the year. And something that, again, I should have been proactive about doing earlier this year, but I had a lot going on. And yeah, I was finally able to take away time to prioritize it and kill the exam. So I'm very excited. I feel so blessed to have completed it. I'm excited for what is ahead. Secondly, I have been able to pay off $27,000 since January of 2021. So in the last 16, 17 months, I have paid off $27,000 of debt. And it has, side note, my sister's always telling me, like, yo, you can't be out here saying debt, it's debt. So sorry. I have paid off $27,000 of debt and it feels amazing. I'm still shocked, but you're hearing it here first. And lastly, I was able to spend so much time with my friends, my family, just relationships that really enrich me, like really talk to people at length and in depth. And it was just really fun. So many celebrations, weddings, graduations. Highly recommend. And I didn't feel the need to post anything online or take pictures. I took pictures, but not with the intention of posting them, right? I was just there to enjoy the memory, be fully present with my loved ones, and it was amazing. So just in the amount of time that I've been offline, paid off a major amount of debt. Well, hit that milestone. I completed a really difficult professional certification, and I have way better understanding of myself, the things that I'm going through, and also just feel so much happier and blessed to have great relationships in my life. So please, by all means, go for it. If you've been thinking that you need a break, we are all right here when you come back. I'm for it. Go for it. Do it. Highly recommend. Don't contact me being like, oh, do you think I should? Yes. Yes. Delete the app. Don't even delete the app. Deactivate. That's what will really get you going. Deactivate. You cannot, even if you have the app, you have to go through a whole process to reinstate your account. So absolutely go for it. And we're all right here when you decide to return. So that's my social media break story, journey, some of the results that came away from my break. And I'm just excited for what's to come. In terms of the podcast, we have some really juicy topics coming on, my friend. Juicy topics. So stay tuned. We're hitting stuff with career and just how living like an African, being African is an extreme sport. And nobody talks about it. So we have a lot going. Thanks, guys, so much. Let me know. Are you thinking of taking a social media break? Do you feel like you need to? Let me know how you're feeling. I am all for it. You already know. So thanks for listening. And by the way, the podcast is now available too on Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, as well as Amazon Music. So you should be able to find it everywhere. stay tuned for the next episode, and I'll talk to you all soon. Bye.
It's a wrap. Hope you enjoyed another episode of What I Wish I Knew podcast. For listener letters, Q&A, and business inquiries, please send an email to wiwikpod@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again soon.